Spiritual psychology is a disciplined and systematic study of what is necessary to the health of the soul. It will identify behaviors that operate in opposition to harmony and wholeness, in opposition to the energy of the soul. It will consider the broad-reaching elements of negativity and how many forms of negativity there are, and the effects of these upon the soul. Spiritual psychology will bring to light those situations that would shatter the spirit if seen clearly. Brutality, for example, shatters the human spirit. The soul cannot tolerate brutality. It cannot tolerate abundances of pain and irrationality. It cannot tolerate being lied to. Consider that on our planet. It cannot tolerate non-forgiveness. It cannot tolerate jealousies and hatreds. These are contaminants, poisons for it. When the personality engages in these behaviors, it is as though it feeds its body arsenic again and again. It is just like that. These behaviors distort and contaminate and destroy the strength of the soul, not to be confused with its immortality, in the same way. This is the distortedness of the soul that the physical reduced counterpart of the soul, called the personality, takes on in order to cleanse, in order to let other souls see so that it can be helped. Understanding this dynamic is at the heart of spiritual psychology. It is the foundation upon which spiritual psychology is built, so that when pain is seen, it is not responded to with judgment or ugliness or avoidance, but recognized as the soul shattered. In this way, we shall say, in this circumstance, let us heal him. Let us heal her. Let us not run from the unattractiveness of a shattered soul. Spiritual psychology will support the choice to learn through wisdom, the choice to release patterns of negativity, of doubt and fear, that are no longer appropriate to who we are and what we are becoming. It will make clear the relationship between the personality and the soul, the differences between them, and how to recognize those differences. It will make explicit the effects of interactions between personalities from the perspective of the impersonal energy dynamics that they set into motion, and it will show how these dynamics can be used to heal.